Hello, this is Dr. Linda Martinez-Louis. Narcissistic mothers have been in existence since the beginning of time. More recently, in this narcissistic society in which we live, it has become more and more apparent that sons and daughters of narcissistic mothers suffer horribly, and unfortunately many throughout their lives. I want to talk to you about children of narcissistic mothers and the opportunity that you have to push the no contact button and restart your life. This is possible, this is being done, and has been done. It is not easy, it is difficult and challenging and trying, and at times we don't think we can achieve this. Those who've grown up with a narcissistic mother have endured horrendous emotional and psychological pain, narcissistic abuse, and neglect. The narcissistic parent may have provided the essentials for you to survive, even giving you material advantages, schooling, living in a nice neighborhood. But there were empty pockets devoid of love, affection, respecting you, or any genuine attention. These were absent from your life. You may have seen neighbors and friends and other children, and you knew that there was a connection, a deep connection of love, warmth, and caring going on between that mother and her children. You may have been the golden child, the one who was chosen to be groomed to reflect the perfection and delusional expectations of the narcissistic parent. You may have been the child that was emotionally discarded and neglected, the scapegoat. You always had that feeling that mom wanted you to disappear and never come back. You were a burden to her because you were a child. That was your crime. How dreadful is that? Or you may have been the invisible child who lived under the radar in your own home. Narcissistic mom went about her business of being the only person on the face of the earth who had any value. You didn't exist. You learned how to survive on your own early. In some instances, siblings took pity on you and threw you a crumb or two here or there. In many homes, it is everyone for themselves, constant survival mode. In others, some siblings bond together in order to deal with the narcissistic mother's unexpected onslaughts and incoming fire. Even in adulthood, the narcissistic mother will not stop interrupting your life in her devious and obstructive ways. She riddles you with guilt when you don't call her. She criticizes your choice of marital partners. She wonders why you don't have children. She doesn't approve of your friends, etc., etc. Narcissistic mothers are clever at manipulating their adult children. They use guilt, threats of being removed from the family business or family trust, being shunned by other family members if you don't toe the line. She has endless arrows in her quiver and knows just where to plant them. For many children of adult mothers, for many adult children of narcissistic mothers, a time comes when they can no longer take the abuse. It has gone too far for too long, taken too much from their lives, caused perpetual, undeserved suffering. This is your call to make in your own time. The narcissistic mother is not going to change. She may have the rest of the family fooled or convinced that she is a wonderful, even loving human being. You are the witness, the one that knows the truth. Even other siblings who grew up in the same family with you continue to make excuses for her corrosive, damaging, outrageous behaviors. Recognize that you are entitled to lead a life that is free of this abuse. You deserve inner peace, a sense of freedom within yourself and in your relationships. Know that you have so many creative gifts and dreams you want to fulfill. Some adult children of narcissistic mothers decide that they will no longer be exploited by their narcissistic non-mother. They are reclaiming their lives. You can start by initiating a no-contact policy with your narcissistic mother. The way that you do this is up to you. It's your style, it's your life call, it's your destiny, it's your discovery of your true self. These individuals are reclaiming their lives. Your concern is not what other relatives or your mother think or feel about this, or how they are reacting. Remember, this life belongs to you. Take the reins in your hands. Listen to the messages of your heart that are telling you this is your time to restart your life. Some individuals find that therapy can help them. Others discover modalities that cause healing and quiet and calmness, like simple hatha yoga, a form of meditation that works for you. Using your creativity to do spontaneous writing or painting or drawing or journaling. You will find your way as you pay close attention to the intuitions that are coming through to you each moment. You deserve this freedom. You came on this earth to meet your own destiny and to love and recognize the original true self.